I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You're very welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Culleton. Now, I have to tell you, I'm about to have a radio first here for me personally. I have a pair of rocket launchers in here in studio with me. We are not quite associated with rocket launches here in Ireland, but Airspace, a group bringing together high-achieving students from third-level institutions to collaborate on aerospace projects, is planning just that this summer with their Bell Burnell rocket. Keith Egan is the director of operations at Airspace and Luke Ivory is head of rocketry. First of all, you're both very welcome indeed. Will you tell me, what are you doing here with a rocket and News Talk?
It's basically just to promote Airspace as a whole, because as you said, we have a big competition coming up in Scotland from the 20th of June to 3rd of July in a competition called Mock, which is held every year at Macrahanish Airbase. And it's basically where teams come from across, well, it used to be Europe, but now it's across the world. And they come from all over the place. The US, I think this year, a few from Mexico, Dubai, and they've all these entries. And they all come to Scotland and we launch our rockets. We build, manufacture and launch our own rockets over this week's period.
And tell me, Keith, the aerospace industry in Ireland in general, I mean, it's not something that we commonly hear about. What is Ireland's aerospace future?
No, and so Europe as a whole has been expanding our aerospace engineering industry for years. And even recently, you can see things like manned drone delivery, who we've partnered on our launches, and especially our launch tomorrow, which will break the records for the fastest and highest student rockets ever launched from this island. Our industry has been expanding for years, and we can play a huge role in the space industry and the aerospace industry as a whole because of how educated our population is.
And can I ask you both about the talent pipeline coming into this industry? Like, we talk about building our talent pipeline for foreign direct investment in indigenous business. I don't often hear people who are saying, well, I want to be a rocket launcher when I grow up. So how is that developing from your own perspective?
Yeah, well, we've got the education, but we don't have the experience. So Airspace exists to give people the experience they need to launch rockets and to develop in the space, in the aerospace industry in Ireland.
Yeah, because I think there's a really effective pipeline there, because, for example, one of the things that we often found was people we do have the skills to go into the aerospace industry, and especially as students, obviously we come out of fourth year or whatever, or your master's, with these really intricate funnier projects, but they have no real industry experience in building anything around the aerospace industry in Ireland, because again, I think it's very well known that in Ireland there's not really much opportunity for aerospace to grow as an industry. So I think the likes of Airspace and the likes of other rocketry teams around Ireland have done is we've utilised our projects and we've given students an opportunity to basically develop their skills and their project and manufacturing skills.
And can I ask you both, in terms of what you've brought into studio here, I'd love if listeners could imagine what is facing me here right behind you. What are the rockets actually made of? What materials are they made of?
So the first one, the big one that you're seeing there, is made of phenolic tubing. So it's basically a high strength cardboard. And then the small one here, which will, this is the rocket that'll break the records tomorrow. That's made of fiberglass and a little bit of carbon fiber.
And of course, part of the objective of this is to collect barometric data or information about atmospheric pressure used throughout the flight. What is this used for?
In terms of us, it's not so much about the data that we're collecting. It's more so about the mechanisms that we use to collect the data. So at the top of our rocket, imagine if you had it up near the nose cone, there is a little it's a little bay that's attached to the nose cone, and it's called a CANSAT module, which stands for CAN satellite. And if you can imagine, it looks like a little drinks can, and it basically,
so you have a bag of cans going into the air in the morning.
Yeah,
is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Strapped
into the rocket.
I'd I'd also just like to ask you about the name. Will you tell me what the name of the rocket is and where it was inspired from?
Yeah, so Belle Brunell is a famous Irish scientist. She helped to discover the pulsar as part of a research project. And we were really inspired by her story because obviously she's had a major impact in the space industry as a whole. And she was actually denied the Nobel Prize when her discovery
initially came out in 1967, yeah. But then in 1974 they really gave it to her for physics. So I think, especially as kind of like a STEM person, a person from Ireland, not only getting it, but also a woman in STEM getting it from Ireland, is just so, it's such a positive thing, especially back in the, like, all the way back in the 70s. But sure, look, I think it's really inspiring for our generation as well.
Well, we really wish you the very best as you break records. Just make sure you don't break the rocket along the way. And thanks a million to both of you for coming in this hour of the morning, and with Exhibit A and B as well. So that is Luke Ivory, who's head of rocketry, and Keith Egan, director of operations at Airspace. And
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.